This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from, of all places, friends, just across the bridge from beautiful San Diego, California, Coronado, where they make Navy SEALs the best, the elites, the best that we have in our military, friends. No question about it. Been seeing some F-16s fly over the top, some Cherokee helicopters and the such, and it is just a great, it's a great place to be to witness the power of what God has bestowed upon us concerning our military, friends, because it just doesn't get any better than this. Let me tell you, I wanted to let you know that we're hooked up on Comrex today. That number is 1-866-582-9933. You can call in at any time. And again, we are hooked in so we can take your phone calls. Please stick to the topics. My friends over on live chat, we totally appreciate you. Thank you for your comments as well. And I'll do my best to get to each and every one of them. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, with that said, friends, what we're going to be doing today is we're going to be covering a couple different topics as time allots us to do so. And with that said, everybody today, guess what, friends, are talking about the Iran war. What did we talk about last week, friends? I highlighted the fact that these were all forecasted. These wars were all forecasted, namely the ones that we're dealing with today, Syria, Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan. Over 18 years ago, General Wesley Clark told us and forewarned us as to what this was all about. He said if there was no oil in these prospective nations, we wouldn't have a military presence in any sense of the word. America, you need to wake up as to what your government is doing today, again, casting into your minds another third world dictator that needs to be dealt with, all the while keeping your eyes closed shut, friends, as to what it's really about and who's really making way for these warmongers to make money off the ignorance of the people of these prospective countries and allowing them to do so. On the Sons of Liberty Media.com, as war drums beat for Iran, remember, lies and propaganda started nearly every war in U.S. history. Did you hear what I said? As war drum beats for Iran, remember, lies and propaganda started nearly every war in U.S. history. War is always propagated, friends, and premised on a lie. In every single war, friends, the first casualty is always the truth. It's always the truth. And it's a lesson that we need to learn today because, friends, keep in mind, when these wars commence, they go forward, it's never the politicians that are doing the fighting. It's always our sons and our daughters and our dads and our moms and our uncles and our aunts and our neighbors and our cousins, our brothers, our sisters, whatever the case may be. How far, friends, have we fallen from what our forefathers taught us? That if a war was worthy and it was righteous, they were the ones to lead the war. No longer. Now we ignore the warnings that Eisenhower warned back in January of 1961 concerning the military-industrial complex and the millions and trillions of dollars that they have made off the ignorance of the people. Now, I want to highlight this, friends, and I will move on to the next topic. But keep in mind what none other than Henry Kissinger, the very one that Donald Trump and how many other administrations that preceded Donald Trump have sought out his counsel. We know that Henry Kissinger is not only a pedophile, but we also know that he's a war criminal. Henry Kissinger said that military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used for foreign policy. This is what he said about our military. They are just dumb, stupid animals to be used for what? Foreign policy. He told you, I don't need to tell you anything more, friends. And the history of these wars is just that, is it not? Well, of course it is. On SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we have a new article out. Evidence on Ilhan Omar's sister's website indicates Ilhan Omar lied under oath about being married to her brother. It's also being reported today on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends, that the Minneapolis Star and Tribune, a communist outlet in the state of Minnesota there in the city of Minneapolis and St. Paul, is highlighting the fact that now is time to go ahead and turn on one of their own. We'll see what happens. But the news is that the Democratic Party, unconstitutional though it is seeking to remove Ilhan Omar. She's dangerous, she's subversive, and she has no business, friends, in any sense of the word, concerning any capacity in government positions in this country. She needs to be removed, period. The article is Ilhan Omar out. Minneapolis Star Tribune admits she may have married her brother. State Dems seek replacement. Again, we'll see what happens here, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have a senator, friends, that has come forward to confirm that the President of the United States has authority to enforce immigration laws, but what he does is blame opposition for dysfunction. And this is the circus of politics that I've continuously warned about, friends, over and over and over again. The President of the United States already has the authority to enforce immigration laws. I talked to an individual that has been to the Supreme Court time and time again. He's never lost a case. And we were talking about the illegalities of immigration concerning illegals coming into the United States of America. And this is what he said to me. He said that if you're waiting for this guy in the People's White House to enforce immigration laws, he said that he's sitting on his hands and we're going to be waiting for a long time. Why is that, friends? Because he is a part of the global system. And this is what you need to wake up to, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com highlighting again, friends, Virginia Lieutenant Governor accused of rape by two women. Now he wants to run for governor. This is what happens when justice is left off. And keep in mind, friends, those that serve we the people in any capacity in government as representatives through the delegated authority that we bestow upon them to do the biddings of the Most High, friends, in enforcing the Mosaic Institution through common law, this is what happens when the people allow criminals to run rampant. You add strength to tyranny, and they do it again, and they do it again. And this explains Barack Hussein Obama, his criminal administration. This explains Hillary Clinton and Billy Bob Clinton and their criminal administrations. They do what they want at will, friends, because the American people and the 325.7 million ratio allow them to do it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends. The list goes on and on. Trump caved last week, pushes back deportment of illegals scheduled for this weekend. That's all you have to do is look to Operation Wetback through Eisenhower, friends, to find the result that you're looking for.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. Gothereforeconference.com for registration information. gothereforeconference.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation."
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Wanted to let you know, if you want to jump online at any time, the Comrex is available. Stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You want to check us out online. Facebook is attempting to suppress and censor once again, friends. We are looking to seek out legal counsel in dealing with the issue at hand. Enough is enough. We're seeing this across the boards, friends. Under this brand new administration, our First Amendment is being suppressed like crazy business from these big tech companies. I'm going to highlight that in just a moment. I wanted to highlight another thing here, friends. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1, Facebook, BradleyDeanEE. Sons of Liberty Media YouTube got another brand new video hopefully coming up this week, friends. We have hundreds of videos, short videos, to bring about the result that the Americans claim that they seek out. And there's a plethora of topics. We're doing our best to cover them as they come in, to address them biblically and lawfully concerning the Constitution and the enumerated laws as to how we are to enforce the law to bring about justice, which ensures our freedoms. You can also check us out again online at any time, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, again, 1-866-582-9933. We're broadcasting live from Coronado, where they make the Navy SEALs, friends. As a matter of fact, F-16s and the Cherokee helicopters are flying behind me even now, and I'm doing my best to grab a hold of a couple of those while we get those staying on the beach here. We got one day layover, and then we're back home in the state of Minnesota, and then we are off to none other than South Dakota and then Ohio. And then this is what we do, friends. 3 months out, and we have been gone more than we've been home this year, doing the things that we've that we do. Luke 19:10, seeking and saving that which is lost. The time that we've been here, preached at New Hall, California, at a gun club of all places. And then we also preached at Temecula, California, just yesterday. And in between, we are doing projects with my wife. So we're glad to be a part of the resolve that needs to be brought about in this country. And the way to do that is to be spent in the purpose of love for God and love for mankind. And with that said, friends, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I was just saying during the break, and I want you to listen to this. Listen to the contradiction going on here, friends. Again, to further expose how the games that are being played on the American people by those that believe are appointed there for our good. The Lord said, you know, John Calvin said of the Lord that when the Lord means to judge a nation, he uses wicked rulers. And wicked people are those that know to do right, and they do it not. Okay? Trump Caves, this is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Over the weekend, Trump Caves pushes back deportment of illegals scheduled for this weekend. If you want the resolve to the illegals coming into the United States of America, deal with corrupt politicians that are first alluring them in on your tax dollars through welfare, which is unlawful. Deal with the corrupt representatives that call themselves mayors, friends, when in fact they're felons. Check out 1324 U.S. 8 code, friends, because it is illegal. And if an illegal comes into the United States of America through one of these so-called sanctuary cities, which are illegal within themselves, it's treason, Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. If an illegal comes into the United States of America and commits a crime, the person that brought them in aiding and abetting them, are legally held responsible for their crimes. And it doesn't matter in what capacity, because in this country, we're all ruled by law, especially those that serve we the people. Article 2, Section 4 is the answer. But I'm highlighting the fact that Trump caved. He pushes back deportment of the illegal schedule for this weekend. If you want the resolve, look to Eisenhower, President Eisenhower, who enforced the laws. Something called Operation Wetback in the 1950s, where he took millions of them and deported them back. That's not what's happening, friends, just the opposite. I shared with you last week that a week and a half ago, 196,000 illegals were released back into the cities of the United States of America. What's the front? Well, Donald Trump's going to enforce the immigration laws, and he's going to deal with the illegals. Really? Well, that's interesting. He's got the law on his side. He's got the support of the American people on his side, and he's still kicking the can down the road. Why is that, America? Why are they being allured into the southern border? In just one city alone, we find that over 2,000 illegals are coming into the United States of America today. Friends, today they're being brought to air-conditioned buses. They're then shipped to the likes of what you would call Salvation Army, opposite of the Founders, again, friends, and Catholic Charities. And they're given food and clothes, and they're taken care of. And then they're flown to cities across the United States of America. Is that not the opposite of what you're being told to the CIA-controlled media? Friends, give me a break. And how are they leading through opposition? Well, they're promoting what the said Democrats, again, unconstitutional, want. Well, they want the illegals coming in. Well, what do you think the American people are going to say? Who do you think they're going to support, friends? Well, Donald Trump says it, but he does the opposite. You got to get that through your head, friends, to awaken to what's going on in your country. Now, listen to this contradiction. Again, the Democrats use political stunt to stop Trump from going to war without congressional approval. They merely needed to cite the Constitution. Wait a second. So we're talking about the President of the United States, without congressional approval, attacking none other than Iran, which was forecasted over 18 years ago, that the military-industrial complex wants to use our military to take them countries down because we can, so we can steal away their resources. Okay? So Trump can do that. But he can enforce the illegal immigration laws. He can enforce the immigration laws in the United States of America. Does this not explain to you, America, as to whom Donald Trump is working for? He doesn't need approval to go to war with a foreign country and to deal with some dictator that we have been led to believe by the media that we don't trust. But he fails to drain the swamp within the United States of America. Listen to me, friends. The good news is this. Regardless if Donald Trump drains the swamp that he is a part of, by the way, you can rest assured the Lord will. And when the Lord does it, America, you're going to wish that you did it and demanded it when you had the time to do it. And what you're doing is you're kicking off the day of evil, friends. You're trying to kick the can down the road just a little bit more as you are incrementally being destroyed little by little and being overtaken little by little. This is all the promises of a God, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, that cannot lie. And this is what we need to awake to. I also wanted to highlight, friends, on the sonsoflibertymedia.com that just today we have Project Veritas. And this is James O'Keefe, who went in stealth-like, covert-like. And now they're exposing not Facebook again for censorship, illegal censorship, not Twitter for shadow banning, illegal shadow banning, but now they're highlighting none other than, guess what? Google Insider exposes plans to prevent Trump situation in 2020. Execs confirm on hidden cam. America, I spent some time with a man that I respect this weekend, just yesterday, as a matter of fact, in Temecula, California. And we were going back on this whole Trump issue. And I said, a good cop knows the mind of the criminal. And I could lay this question to you even now. Have things changed in America for the better? No. Have things gotten worse? Yes. Do we have some serious issues in the United States of America that have not been dealt with 2 years later? Yes. I told my friend where we were going back and forth concerning how you're being told one thing and the opposite is being done. He said, we cannot judge him by his motives. No, we can judge him by his motives because by his motives, he's going to bear the fruit that Jesus demanded that we judge him by the fruit that he bears in Matthew 7:16. I told my friends concerning Donald Trump, I want to be wrong about what I'm telling you. Listen to me. I want to be wrong about what I'm telling you. I don't want to be right. I want the best for this country. I want the best for this people. But I said his fruit does not line up to what he is saying here. I said, do you understand that the best way, understanding the mind of the criminal, okay, Vladimir Lenin, Russian revolutionary, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. I then went to my friend and I said to him, I said, does anybody like Joe Biden? Does anybody, as a matter of fact, Joe Biden's been exposed for everything but pedophilia over the last 3 weeks across the United States of America. And this is something that we've known for some time now. Is he a legitimate candidate? Of course not. Well, then how is it that Fox News gave a false poll in saying that Democrats are 49% above Donald Trump at 39%? I said, does anybody respect Joe Biden? He said, no. I said, does anybody respect communist Bernie Sanders? He said, no. Elizabeth Warren, that lunatic, does anybody respect her? No. Kamala Harris, no. And Pete Buttigieg, of course not. I'll get to this point on the other side, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More tough sanctions on Iran. That's what the Trump administration is imposing. Talking with reporters at the White House earlier, President Trump stressed that Iran can never have a nuclear weapon, and he said pressure on Tehran will continue to be increased. Still, the president says he's willing to speak with Iranian leaders without preconditions. Democratic Senator and presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders putting out his proposal to Congress today to eliminate student loan debt for all American students.
We should not be punishing people for getting a higher education. It is time to hit the reset button.
The plan would get rid of $1.6 trillion of debt for nearly 45 million people by placing a tax on Wall Street transactions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Coronado, California, friends, where they make the seals. Couldn't be at a better place, let me tell you. We have the best of the best in this country, and I stand with every one of them in doing the right thing and magnifying the U.S. Constitution of the United States of America, which is blood-bought. Folks, our documents have been blood-bought, both biblically, we are blood-bought, and naturally, 1 Corinthians 2:14, we are blood-bought. Just go to Arlington Cemetery, and you will clearly understand as to what I'm saying. I'm highlighting right now on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, friends, Project Veritas. Google Insider exposes plans to prevent Trump situation in 2020. Execs confirm on hidden cam. Now, folks, you have to understand something. These subversives, these elitists, as they like to call themselves, these useful idiots, because that's what they are at the end of the day, that are expendable just like the rest of them and the rest of us. They don't realize that if they're lying and stealing and killing on the behalf of someone, that they're expendable as well. They'll do the same thing to them when they're done doing their job. That's how foolish these people are. But you need to understand that they run and operate in a compartmentalized fashion. They have handlers. They do what they're told to do. They don't know what one group's doing from another group, from another group is doing from another group. That's why everybody's confused. And if you read Daniel 9, verse 17, you'll understand why we're confused. We need to get this right. We need to get back to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But I want you to listen to this. Google Insider exposes this is information, friends, they want leaked. You need to understand this. They want this information leaked. Google Insider exposes plans to prevent Trump situation in 2020. Friends, this is absolutely pathetic, and it's very telling. Now, I want to go back to the individual that I have respect for, where I had a conversation with him yesterday in Temecula. I just got done preaching, and I went out to lunch, and we were going back and forth on this Trump situation. And I said to him, listen, I would love nothing more than for you to be right about everything that you're telling me. But I told him what Donald says and the fruit that Donald bears are two different stories. It's subversive. And I said, do you understand how the communists operate here? I said, you have to be a good cop in understanding the mind of the enemy. And I said, Vladimir Lenin, a Russian revolutionary, it all comes down to this. They have no truth in them, John 8:44. They lie, they steal, they kill, and they destroy, John 10:10, just like their father until there's nothing left. Because they don't realize that they're being used, okay? But with that said, I said, do you understand that the best way to lead the opposition is to control the opposition? And he didn't get that, like probably many of you don't. I said, listen, Fox News just took a poll. It's a fake poll, okay? And it's interesting, and that shows you that Fox News is no different than MSNBC and CBS and NBC, MSNBC, and the list goes on, and the major networks or the papers throughout the United States of America, they're all bought and paid for by six corporations. Get that in your head. It's all controlled opposition. There is no difference between the left and the right. Matter of fact, in my conversation and during my conversation, I said, every time we're told that the Republicans are at war with the Democrats, I said, who loses every single time without fail? He said to me, we the people do. I said, you're exactly right. Now, let me go back to this point to show you that the best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition itself. It's like pro wrestling. You put up a good guy, you put up a bad guy, okay? You put up Donald Trump as the good guy, and you put up Nancy Pelosi as the bad guy, or the bad witch in this particular case. Just like pro wrestling. Behind closed doors, they're the best of friends. And if you think I'm kidding you, friends, go ahead and go to WWE and check out Arch Enemies and look at their personal lives. You're going to find out that many of them are best friends. They're getting paid to deceive the people. And the Bible says my people would have it so, Jeremiah 5:31, and that's where we're at today. But now going back to this point, friends, to show you how what's going on in this country is nothing but smoke and mirrors. It's nothing but the circus of politics. I went back to my friend that I respect, and I said to him, over the last 3 weeks, we have been told that Joe Biden likes little kids, and we've seen that he likes little kids for years, and the American people have tolerated this. Well, many are calling him a pedophile today, okay? Does anybody respect Joe Biden? Of course not. Do you really think that Joe Biden's got 49% of the vote? No? Okay. I said, do you believe that Donald Trump would be trailing Joe Biden? Have you seen the crowds that Donald Trump pulls? He said, no. He said, yeah, I've seen all the people that go to him. I said, it's interesting because during this poll that Fox News put out saying that Joe Biden was at 49% and Donald Trump was at 39%, at the same time, there was 100,000 people waiting for tickets to go see Donald Trump. Just to show you, they want you to believe that they have more power and strength and sway in the people than they really have. It's, folks, look behind dictators. It's all premised on what? Lies. It's all promulgated on what? Lies. Okay? I said to him, going back to understanding the mind of the enemy and leading through opposition, creative opposition, I said, does anybody really take communist Bernie Sanders seriously, except maybe a couple kids in the United States of America that have been indoctrinated by their communist professor? Well, of course not. Well, then how did he get 49% of the vote and Donald Trump only got 40% of the vote? This is leading opposition. This is controlling the opposition by leading it and creating it. Elizabeth Warren, does anybody even take this lunatic serious? Of course not. Well, how does she have 43% of the vote and Donald Trump's only got 41% of the vote? See what they're doing, friends? They want you to believe the lie. What about Kamala Harris, friends? Everybody knows she's a criminal. And it's interesting to note that Kamala Harris came out and said, listen, if Congress doesn't do anything about guns, I will, through executive action, bring about more gun control. Who do you think they're going to vote for, friends? They're driving support to Donald Trump's base. Do you not understand? Who is, guess what, bringing about illegal gun legislation in 55 different situations and scenarios in the United States of America in 26 different states? Through by the said good guys, the Republican governors in these said states that have brought forth 55 new illegal policies that run contrary to the Bill of Rights, namely the Second Amendment. I went on. What about Pete Buttigieg? Anybody take this sodomite serious? Does anybody take this guy serious when he blames God for the choices that he makes? Deuteronomy 30:19? Of course not. Who's going to vote for Pete Buttigieg? Less than 1.7% of the population. But they have to put the population to be a lot more in support through the lies that they promulgate in hopes that you believe it. But in every given situation, they're all beating Donald Trump. Who are they kidding, America? Only those that drink the Kool-Aid. And guess who's drinking the Kool-Aid? The conservatives of the day, because they're not realizing that it's Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris and Pete Buttigieg are driving more support, and I've seen this firsthand, friends, to Donald Trump's administration to do the very things that you're trying to get away from. That's how you lead through opposition. The best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition. It's interesting, Donald Trump can go attack Iran without congressional authority, but he can enforce immigration laws. Do you not understand this, America? Because this is as clear as it gets. I've seen this firsthand. In Minneapolis, when the Minneapolis Star and Tribune and national press used to attack Michelle Bachmann, the more they attacked Michelle Bachmann running for the presidency, the more her support base grew. They garnered more support for her. When they figured out what they were doing, guess what they did? They quit attacking Michelle Bachmann. That's not what's happening here. They put Donald Trump in what? The victim position, and what are they doing? They're creating his opposition that they already know Donald Trump's support base is not going to support, and that's why they had to use so many different candidates, friends, to drive anybody that supports Biden or Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris or Pete Buttigieg over to Donald Trump because they don't agree with what they're trying to advocate. And furthermore, America, do understand, I don't care when any of these said candidates run for presidency and they start to talk in contrast to the U.S. Constitution and our God-given rights and the delegation that we never gave them, friends, contrary to the U.S. Constitution, they're not even up for debate. Then I finish the conversation with this, and I finish it with you, friends, on this point. Let me ask you something, friends. And I brought this up to you. I proposed this to you last week. What about the other 17 people that are running for the presidency of the United States of America? Where are they at? I'm asking you, Trumpites, where are the other 17 candidates that are running for the presidency of the United States of America? How come the CIA-controlled media has only highlighted those that you know? Because they're the ones that they want you to know about. Get this in your head. Michael Peruca, a friend of the ministry, ran for the Constitutional Party, which is Article 4, Section 4, a constitutional republic. He was right. That party is right. It's the Constitution Party, friends. That's who we are. He was in Washington, D.C. He garnered over 1 million votes in the United States of America, which isn't much considering 325.7 million people in this country. A reporter asked him the question, so you've got 1 million votes in the United States of America, but it's interesting. I've never heard of you, Michael. And Michael responded in understanding what I'm telling you right now. And he said back to the reporter, he said, they don't want you to know about me. You want to know why? Because Michael Peruca, if he became the president of the United States of America, his presidential run promises, friends, were that he would illegalize, he would stop abortion the very first day. He would criminalize abortionists. And folks, that's just the tip of the iceberg. He would reverse unconstitutional policies that run antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. Do you think that the establishment that you put up with wants a guy to be known that will tear down the system that they have created, friends? No, of course not. America, they didn't want you to know about Michael Peruca. Why? Because he was going to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. How do you know
at
when you
the
have...
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction. So it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Final segment broadcasting live out of Coronado, California. Great place to be, coming back to the state of Minnesota, and then we are off again. Folks, we have literally been gone more than we have been home this year, and it has been work over the last 2 weeks. Friends, I've probably driven 12, 13, 1,400 miles, and it has been from morning to night work, 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 and yesterday was the very first day that we had in part off, so we're trying to take a day off today, but got to stay live, and in the process of that, hopefully we're going to be back home tomorrow, and we're going to start all over again afresh from the state of Minnesota for a couple weeks, and again, then we are out and about again. Why? Because we believe that if we fight, that God's going to do what he promised that he would do on our behalf. I have hope. Folks, we plow in hope, we receive in hope, and that's the bottom line. I want to highlight this because this is important. I have someone on live chat right now talking about these issues. I was talking about Project Veritas, James O'Keefe. They have a Google insider exposing plans to prevent Trump's situation in 2020. Folks, this is leaked information. They want you to get this information because they want to garner more support to Donald Trump, who's actually doing the biddings of those that you complain about in this country. Friends, if you're sick and tired of the establishment, then break it up. Quit putting up with it, because it's exactly what you're dealing with today. Now, Google insider exposing plans to prevent Trump's situation. I just took the time to highlight that and how this is communism in real time. It's being played out in real time. You're being played, America. Donald Trump is not losing support. He's garnering support by the attacks that they continuously bestow upon him. It's garnering more support, as you can see at his campaigns, at his public speeches in stadiums across the United States of America. Now, with that said, we need to understand that Google and Facebook and Twitter have been censoring free speech hard, I mean big time hard, over the last 2 years. And you have rights given unto you by God that are under attack. And if you want to maintain your rights, 2 Timothy 3:16, then you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. Don't expect somebody else to do for you what God commanded you to do. Now, with that said, we know of the censorship. I'm dealing with Facebook again, friends. And I'm talking to attorneys right now as to how we can take it to them. And because it's illegal what they're doing. And some will say, well, Bradley, they have a free platform. They can do whatever they want with it. Well, let me say it this way, because I can hear someone say that this is free market capitalism. And after all, they can do whatever they want to do because it's their platform, really. To use the law against the law and declaring that which is illegal is now somehow legal. No, it's not. By illegally monopolizing, banning, censoring, and adhering to the same policies that are un-American and unconstitutional, is this a free market capitalism? No. There's nothing free about it. They're enslaving you. You know, Tacitus said during the Roman Empire, he said, find out who you can't criticize, and you're going to find out who means to control you. It's exactly what's happening today. And if you're still not convinced concerning what I'm talking about, what do you think of the banks that refuse to give credit cards in purchasing guns or ammo and circumventing the Constitution and federal laws? By the way, it's important for you to understand, I wrote this October 12th of last year. Now I have a friend online that I know, I've met him before, and he's live on Top Chat on YouTube right now, and he said to me, Bank of America and Wells Fargo have been closing accounts of churches, including his, because they preach out against sodomy, which is an abomination. They're shutting down his bank accounts because of his lawful stance on homosexuality. It's a felony in every state of our union, for those that did not know. Folks, that's why it's so important to stick to the Word of God, because we can already forecast what's coming if we don't take heed to His warnings. Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. Read it and get it in you. Look what they're doing, friends. They're censoring banks. They're now beginning to censor churches. The banks are censoring churches and people that don't go along with what? Their global agenda. This is what I reported October of last year. What do you think of banks that refuse to give credit in purchasing guns or ammo and circumventing the U.S. Constitution and federal laws? I mean, because, again, we the people have the right to bear arms, yet banks are now saying that we will no longer extend credit to those who have a God-given right to do so. Friends, this is dictatorial. It's totalitarianism. It's tyrannical in every sense of the word. I told my friend online, you need to get an attorney and you need to take it to the bank. This is a violation of the First Amendment, where Congress shall make no law, right? Respecting an establishment. Friends, Christians are under attack. Those that are not going along with the global agenda that Donald Trump is advocating, friends, you need to understand they are attacking anybody and everybody that dares speaks out about their agenda. And here we are. Hey, folks, I got another question for you, for those that think that Facebook is just, well, they got a free platform. What happens when the electric company no longer agrees with what I lawfully have to say? Are they going to shut off my electricity and say that they did it lawfully? Because, friends, guess what? They're already doing it, as I just highlighted. What of my telephone friends? If they don't like my lawful speech, which exposes their conspiratorial alliance, which it is, Jeremiah 11:9 and Isaiah 28, verse 18, and mind you, conspirators, Isaiah 28 tells us that your covenant of hell and your covenant of death will be again disannulled, rest assured. But what of the telephone company? What if they don't like my lawful speech, which exposes their conspiratorial alliance? With the state having control over my life by now calling it hate speech, Well, they decide to shut off my service? Folks, is this capitalism or is this tyranny? People, you need to think this through to understand what you're dealing with. And what you're dealing with are those that call themselves said representatives in a fascist state where there's corporate alliance trying to shut down their opposition incrementally. That's what's happening today. In America, if you have not known the Nazi regime, the Third Reich, it's exactly what's being played out today. You either speak and act in the way that we say you speak and act, or else this is what we're going to do to you. But I'm here to tell you today, America, that that's all you have to do is understand the law, because our laws speak in contrast to their criminal activity and criminal activity. It is. That's what this is. It's criminal activity. Again, it's been rightly said that those that mean to rule over you mean to silence you. Is this what's happening? Of course it is. And it's all being done under the guise of being done legally, because big money tech companies and corrupt politicians have said so. Hey, folks, let me ask you another question. For as far gone that we may be right now, I believe we can restore it all if we want a reformation. Okay. But with that said, with the way things are going right now, what's it going to be like in another year? What's it going to be like in 2 years? What's it going to be like for those that ignore what I'm talking about even now? What's it going to be like when they shut down your bank account? What's it going to be like for those that are ignoring what I'm saying to the best of their ability? Though you hear me, I want to tell you something. You're accountable to what I'm telling you even now. What happens when they shut down your phone line? For those that think this will never happen, I got a question for you. Do you know anything about Martin Niemöller? The guy, the evangelical that blamed the church for the rise of Adolf Hitler because they were complicit in his acts, that said, let's make Germany great again. Does this sound familiar, America? Do you think that people hated Adolf Hitler? Do you think that they loved him? They loved him. That's how he did what he did. And then once he got in power, he began to kill off his opposition politically and the dissidents within, right? Martin Niemöller said, you know, first they came for the Jews, and because I wasn't Jewish, well, guess what? I didn't speak out. And then he goes on and on and on and on until there was nobody left. That's what we're coming to today. What happens when they knock on your door, they say, we don't agree with what you're doing, and you're not doing it anymore, and we're going to completely cut you off? Because, friends, it's already happening today in America. And remember what the first president of the United States of America said, George Washington. He said that if the freedom of speech is taken away, he said, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep led to the slaughter. The greatest danger to American freedom, friends, is a government that ignores the Constitution, and it's what's happening today. And keep in mind, the purpose of government is to restrain men from sin, to enforce the law, for if they fail to do that, then it becomes legal plunder, they call it, where everybody becomes subject to criminals that are in operation, depleting people of the goods that they may have every step of the way. Folks, you think it's a thing far gone? You're sadly mistaken. I can tell you what's happening today. Because Americans have not studied the past is repeating itself. And you've all heard said, friends, history repeats itself because the people haven't learned from history. I'm here to tell you, this is not a gloom and doom message. This is a message of hope, because we still have the freedom to do the right thing today. What are you doing with that gift called freedom and righting the wrongs that our forefathers sacrificed themselves to give us?
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source, so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.